There's been long-standing concerns in relation to the speed of the traffic using the Coscoon Road. So we obviously responded to those concerns and asked the Minister for Infrastructure, Chris Hazard, to have a look at the situation during the course of the summer, and he's obviously responded. We're sort of given that commitment that once the Minister had made a decision, that the signs would follow shortly afterwards. So they're in place now, and hopefully, you know, you'd obviously be appealing to drivers to respect the speed limits on that road, and actually to travel even slower. It's a country road, it's a very narrow country road, and certainly at the school, particularly at the dropping off points, there's very little room to manoeuvre, so the slower the traffic goes, the better for the children and the parents.
And is there any evidence that since the signs have gone up that is the case, that the traffic has noticeably slowed on the road?
Well, time will tell. I think what it allows us to do is monitor the situation, and certainly there'll be a role for the PSNI as well in relation to ensuring that the speed limits are adhered to. But it was seen as a very significant first step in the campaign to increase road safety in that particular area, and the first step took a fairly long time to actually materialise. So we're looking on it as to build on this very positive development.